Now it's Robbie Brennan back on with you for another half an hour here. We just had Joanne Feddeston and Andrew McAvoy in from the Andy Morgan Foundation, just talking to us about suicide awareness and mental health issues, you know. So I've actually got Tommy Daly on the phone line now. He's coming in to talk to us about Cycle for Causes. How are you, Tommy?
How are you, Robbie? How are you now?
Getting on, all right. Which is a mile over the place this morning.
It's all go.
Yeah. How are you?
Not bad. Everything's flying at the moment now with the cycle. It's really kicking into gear now. A lot of people very interested in doing it now.
Tell us about it again, just in case there's people there that haven't got to it.
Yeah, we put a cycle together. We done a cycle last year for Irish Autism, and it was a great success. So what we decided to do was, a group of us, we put the cycle together ourselves.
Yeah.
So we call it a Cycle for Causes, and basically what we're doing is we're going to be cycling through the four provinces for 4 days. It's over 440k, and it's for four different charities. So that's basically what we're doing. The charities that we're going to be cycling for is Down Syndrome Dublin, Irish Autism Action, Pieta House, and St. Francis Hospice.
Brilliant, yeah.
So that's what we're doing at the moment. If the people that want to do it, it's unbelievable. I think obviously the deposits have to be paid on the 1st of February to take part in the cycle.
Yeah.
And it's starting to kick in now. And if anybody wants to do the cycle, all they have to do is send an email to cycle4causes@gmail.com and all the relevant information will be sent out. Right. Or they can just go onto our Facebook page, Cycle for Causes.
Yeah, and that's Cycle with the number 4, Causes.
That's the way it is, and it's going very, very well. A lot of hard work's gone into it, but it's starting to pay off now. The routes are done, the hotels are pre-booked, everything in there. And each charity is bringing their own sort of thing. Like Pieta House Suicide, they're gonna be supplying the buses for when we finish in Tipperary on the last day to bring everybody back to Dublin. And the like St. Francis Hospice will be bringing the ambulances, which is brilliant. And then you have autism who have done the route. Yeah. I'm going to be putting volunteers and doing the food with the same as Down Syndrome. So lovely. The cost is minimal this year. Like when you do things like this, you have to pay out extra. So everyone has been very good. Like we have the diesel and all sponsored to us by B-Trans. So.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
So the handouts this year is very minimal, so nearly every single thing is going to the charity, which is phenomenal.
Excellent. It's great, isn't it? And like the amount of people, when I spoke to it last time, it was just one of my own friends, Christy, done the cycle with you, and he was just saying that it's a feel good thing, isn't it? You know, just to do it. You know, it's one of the most amazing things you've actually done. You know, to make yourself.
When you cross that line, Robbie. It's just to say you've finished it and you've done something good and you've helped so many people. The people that you're helping is unbelievable. They really need the help.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody jumps on board. And it's just a long list of charity works that we'll be getting involved in anyway this year.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, because they're doing the four charities this year, and last year it was only autism, and maybe next year it'll be 8 or 16, you know. It could go up and up, you know. Because yourself, you never stop doing charity work, do you? I've just seen it.
Well, we haven't, believe it or not, there's myself and my pal Noel O'Reilly.
Yeah.
We're two big lads, we're two very heavy lads, so we obviously want to make a change. Everyone wants to make a change after Christmas. So what we said we'd do was, between the two of us, it doesn't sound right. People look at us and they think we're mad. We've decided today, between the two of us, to lose 15 stone.
Yeah.
Jeez. Between now and the 2nd of November, and we're going to apply to do the marathon. And we say anyone can apply to do the Dublin City Marathon, but we're going to do the New York Marathon, biggest marathon in the world.
Wow.
And we're doing it for Temple Street Hospital.
Excellent. That is brilliant.
And our aim is to make 15,000.
Yeah, 15. So it's 1,000 for every stone. Is it going to lose, isn't it?
That's basically what we're going to do. So it's that has the support. On this alone, what we're after getting from everybody in Dairdan and Kildare, it's just overwhelming.
Brilliant. Yeah. For somebody, the amount of work you're going to have to put into this, when I'm ringing you or when I'm getting in touch to you about coming on the show, you're usually saying, I'm in the gym, or I'm going to the gym, or I'm on my way to the gym. You know what I mean? It's just,
And it's just as well you didn't ring us last night. because yeah. we were learning how to dance last night.
to do a strictly
come dancing for Irish autism, unbelievable.
Lovely.
In association with Darndale Football Club. I don't know what was going on in our heads.
But like, here, Tommy, I've heard a few things about you. I don't think you need to learn how to dance, you know. I've actually seen a video of you on YouTube dancing as well.
We're all great dancers when we're all drunk.
Fair play to you, that's just brilliant, you know. But it's going to be hard, grueling stuff on your own, like your own health and body now with this losing all this weight, you know, before November, you know, like
it's it not is, going to be but what easy. We're at, yeah, what we've sort of, so many people, as I said, have come on to help us. Like, we have a personal trainer now, his name is JT Kenny, our Access Fitness. He's doing it for nothing. We have a dietitian, we have a nutritionist, we have doctors to do our bloods, and we have that lad Heffernan that trains the people to do the marathons for the Irish Olympic team. Like, and they're all doing it free of charge.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So what we've set up in the church is, we started last week, we're doing Tommy and Noel's weight loss challenge. So we went up to the church and people come in and they pay €3. They get the same diet sheets we're on, and they get themselves weighed and it's €3 and they don't have to buy any products or anything. They just eat healthy. We're not like buying supplements or starving ourselves. We're just eating healthy. And in the first 2 weeks between the two of us, we've lost 2.5 stone off our 15 stone.
Wow. That's brilliant.
So we're really doing well, and obviously it's great training to be doing, and then I'll hopefully be flying around doing the cycle. That's the first thing, and then the dancing is the fourth thing, then the cycle. That's all go, but it's all good. Once you help people, you feel good about yourself.
Exactly. Brilliant.
That's basically everything. But the cycle, as I said, if people want to get in contact with us, you just have to send an email to cycle4causes@gmail.com, or they'll find us on our Facebook page, cycle4causes.
Excellent.
And you're doing a cycle yourself, Robbie, which is fantastic.
Well, I am. So I just have to get my deposit into you now by next week, you know, everything will be sorted. Yeah. But like this for me now. I've no weight on me. I've never had a bit of weight on me. I don't know. In one end and out the other kind of thing, you know that way. But I gave up the smokes just before Christmas, and I'm on the electric cigarette here now, you know, and my mate Christy, that done the cycle with you last year, wants to start training from this week. So I'm going to get my finger out and I'm going to do this. Look, I'm saying, look, for me to do the cycle shouldn't be too hard, you know what I mean? Like, I won't have to do, like, I will have to do training, of course, because I'm not the fittest person in the world. But like, when I look at the likes of what you're doing and the likes of your mate is doing, like with New York and that, and the cycle and the dancing and everything, I'm saying to myself, Jesus, look, I really need to sort myself out, like, you know what I mean? Like, fair play to yous. Like, yous large pat on the back. Me, just, I don't know.
You'll do this cycle, Robbie, and it'll be probably one of the greatest things you do.
Well, you'll find yourself
doing other things, because once you do something, it's just the amount of people that this is going to help out of 4 charities is unbelievable. And with the likes of Legends Kinnan and John Connors, our love, hate, and everything. And John was on the telly the other day in King of the Travellers.
Mm.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Like, them lads are doing the cycle with us as well.
Excellent. Yeah. That's brilliant. So it's 4 provinces, 4 days, 444 kilometres for 4 charities. And I'm thinking, every time I see the 444 kilometres, I'm like, I'm wondering how many hills there is, you know. But
as one would say, you cross that hill when you come to it.
So look, when it's done, the last cycle is stopped off at a couple of schools and that as well, didn't it?
It's very overwhelming. Like, we went to an autistic school the last time, we all drove in, and you're tired and your legs are killing you, sitting in the saddle, and you don't want to continue. And I think it's right, you're cycling up the road and you've got 400 kids on each side of the road cheering you and clapping you, and it's just overwhelming. Oh, like, grown men come with the tears, just hairs on their neck standing up. And then you go into the school and you see where your money is going as you're raising. I think how much the kids really need it, that were suffering with autism, and then to come out with all the kids there and getting your pictures with them, with the whole school. It just shows you that it's a long old haul. It's hard enough to raise a few quid, but there is people out there that need the help.
They
need the likes of people like ourselves to get stuck in and help them. Other than that, they'll have none. But it's priceless when you see everybody, the amount of people you get encouraged to go through the towns and everything. It's just priceless.
Excellent. Yeah, it just sounds amazing, you know. I'm really looking forward to it myself, you know. But I'm just wondering, Tommy, how did you just get in touch with these 4 causes, like the 4 organisations?
Well, what we done was we We done the Swigger last year, and it was a big success. We raised 100,000 last year, and just over 100,000. And basically this year we just had a meeting between the lot of us, and we said we'll go with them. We'll go with charities, and then the following year we'll pick different ones. And obviously because we did a strike in the fourth year for autism, we said we'll keep them involved.
Because
the way there's a lad there, Noel Murphy, that's associated with autism, and he knows it inside out. His experience is unbelievable. That we need on the day that he'd be the man that'd be marching around and doing the route. So, which is brilliant. And obviously because Irish Autism is a fantastic charity and they need as much help as they can get. Exactly. So that's one. That's Irish Autism. We sat down and we said, well, a lot of us have been pushed with maybe suicide and this and that. We know somebody that's done something, which is very sad. So we got in touch with Pieta House, and they were overwhelming with it. And then a lot of us have been pushed with cancer. A lot of loved ones are people we know. So we got in touch with St. Francis Hospice, and that's where we actually done the launch. It was with St. Francis Hospice, with the lads who I love. Hey, and then Down Syndrome Dublin, we just think they need every penny they get there. They're looking for premises, they're looking for, they get studies going for everybody, and that's a charity that really needs help. So we just thought between the lot of us that these four charities could really do us. We rang them, they couldn't believe it. They were delighted we even thought about them, and they're now on board with us to try and help us in any way we can to make this a success, which it will be a very big success.
Yeah, excellent. It's just deadly.
it's gonna be one of the it's gonna be emotional, it's gonna be hard, it's gonna be torn, but you meet new people, new friends, and everybody's out for the one thing. At the end of the day, it's not a race, it doesn't matter whether you come first or last.
Exactly.
So once you cross the finish line at the end, that's a sense of pride to say, and achievement to say you've done it, and then to realise how many people you're helping from four different charities.
Beautiful. That's just brilliant. Yeah. So you're Strictly Come Dancing, when's this going on?
This is going on the 28th of February, and we're doing it for Irish Autism, and Darndale Football Club. So it's a 50-50 split. And we went up last night for our first time training.
Cool.
And I have to say, we were nervous. Yeah. We were big blokes dancing around, having a clue. It was absolutely fantastic.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I'm so sore now, it's unbelievable. Really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And when you have all these people from down there coming home, and we're training again Thursday in the dance, to learn how to dance. And we done a group dance last night. So funny, but with all the girls and all that, we had to do it. And everyone can't wait to get back up Thursday.
Yeah.
Really, really, very good. And as I said, it's a fun night. It's in the Rights venue on the 28th of February on a Friday night, and it's €20 a ticket. And as I said, it's for Darndale Football Club and Irish Autism. There will be celebrities on the night.
Yeah.
I think we'll have Pippa O'Connor, and we'll have a couple of others there doing compare and judges. But really looking forward. That's the first of our three challenges this year.
Yeah. Brilliant. I'm just picturing you dancing around doing a waltz or something, you know what I mean? It's just, but like, you're saying you're so sore, you know, like you're sore from last night, but like, you're going to the gym now at 11 o'clock, aren't you, you know?
I go down to see a personal trainer now. He's going to probably slaughter me now.
But then it just shows, like, you know, you're just a great man for one man, you know. I just think it's brilliant what you do. Like, Christy's always talking about you, just saying, you know, I don't know. I think he just needs a hug, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think Christy does. And I mean, Tommy's brother's name was Eddie Murphy. I said he's going to, he was acting the mess with me.
Eddie Murphy.
But what to say, there's a lot of Murphys coming on the cycle.
Brian will all be there. Eddie, Christy,
looking forward. And they're good people as well. That's the good thing about it. Christy and his family, they're nice people as well. And it's 100%. And it's good, man. And the self-achievement, I said, when we do all this is them. It's second to none. So please God, everything will work out well, and it's a massive achievement to do this.
Brilliant.
But look, one that we can all overcome together.
Excellent. And then catch the Facebook page. It's Cycle for Causes, the number four. Cycle for number four causes. On Facebook page, the like page,
And a lot of information there. And what the lads are doing now is they're putting up posts like if people want to sign up, and even if people aren't signing up, and are afraid to sign up, they're going on cycles on a Saturday and Sunday. They're putting her up on the post saying if anyone wants to meet us at the Hilton and Newlands Cross, if anyone wants to meet us in Lloyd's Bar, who is another big sponsor, huge sponsor, fair play to the likes of Greg Henny and Anthony Flynn of Lloyd's Bar, who Greg will be doing the cycle this year, who was helping us put it together, but he's coming in as a big sponsor, Greg, again. So with the likes of that happening, it's very good. But that's where the lads will be meeting as well to do the cycle. So if they see it up on the Facebook page, whether they're doing the cycle or not, and they want to go on a spin, just meet the lads, tell the time they're there, just meet them, and they go off on a spin, and everybody's delighted with it.
Brilliant. That's great. Well, cheers, Tommy. I'll let you get your little gym clothes ready now.
Get your runners on now.
I'll definitely have you back on before this before it hits off on June the 11th. It'll be happening Wednesday, June 11th, 2014 is the day that it starts. And I'll get you on after your dance as well. Out in Wrights, you're strictly come dancing, you know.
That's on the 28th of February. We can let you know how we're doing, and obviously we let you know how we're getting on with it. I'm losing our way for our New York City.
Well, if you've already done 2.5 stone in the last few weeks between the two of us, I can see us hitting that. No bother. You know what I mean?
Please, God.
I think you're a great man. Fair play to him, and you know, Larry's pat in the back. Bill of bus and all
thanks
that.
Thanks very much, Robbie.
And I'll talk to you soon, Tommy. Sorry.
Please, God, you take care, and I'll see you next week for the possible.
Cheers, man.
See you later.
Cheers, Tommy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.